Hey, I'm sorry about that. That was the rental company where I told you I got to get my brother out of the house.
Yeah.
And I was working with them to get a rental for him. So I've been waiting to hear back from them.
Okay, cool.
Now, go ahead, what you're saying now?
So yeah, so I mean, I wouldn't be at 100,000 just, based off what the repairs are needed and, but I mean, I'm not far off. So I mean, is 100 like your base level? Is that the lowest you'd take? Or I mean,
Well, I mean, what's your number? Give me a number. I told you, I've got a number for 80, okay? And then I saw paperwork that said like up to 118 from a company, but I mean, give me something to work off for me to consider. And
I
like I
mean,
told you with you, go ahead.
yeah, I mean, I'd be looking to do something sooner rather than later. I don't really like, the making offers. I just kind of buy houses. So, I would be at
Okay.
83 as is how it is. You do nothing and, give you 30, 60, 90 day, whatever you need, however long you need to move them out. Cash, as is type of thing.
I see. Cash as is. What if I need to move him out and did I send you the corner as well that my brother has? Did I send you Evergreen? Okay. Yeah. Because I need to. I'm going to save your number under Zach. I thought I did when we talked before, but unless you're calling me from a different number.
I'm not sure. I have a bunch of different numbers, but
Okay.
whatever one you say, you can call me on.
Well, I'll make sure I save this. Well, I mean, can you shoot me an email or something saying, "Hey, just per our conversation, just exactly what you're saying," because I'm
Yeah, I
really
mean, is that
interested in it
something that
because I
you,
want
I mean, is that something that you want to go forward with?
to. I mean, is that 83 plus closing? You're gonna do all everything closing?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking to, we buy about 20, 30 houses a month. So, when I say this, we're looking to do it like now.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, and we got time to close too. So, I mean, that's
Yep.
what I'm looking for. So, okay. If you could do 85 in closing, I would work with that. Is that feasible? Because remember, I was talking to you because you're a builder and a contractor. I was trying to get a new build for my brother, but that's fine. I mean, I'm ready. And that's why I want to send you my brother's lot too, because he's looking to close quickly.
Okay.
He's looking to close very quickly because he's Illinois. I'm up here, upstate New York, and we come home all the time. So, yeah, if
So
you could do
85,
85 and
you would
closing, 85 and say that again.
So if I did 85, you'd sign today.
You could give me a contract. You could give me a contract, and we could do that because you still do more building and buying. You know what I mean? I've got 100 Wilson Avenue to which I got to figure out what I'm gonna do with that, but that's a little more. I mean, that's a little more intricate or whatever like that. So, but
Sure.
let me give you my email and just
Right.
shoot me a one-liner, and I'll be looking for it. And then we could we got the dialogue to where you can prepare up a contract like that, and we'll go from there. Because you
And
can work with me at closing.
who's so are you the only owner of record on deed or no?
Look at when you look it up, it just transferred to me. She gifted it to me like 30 years ago.
Okay, so Ronaldo
And then
Tyler.
my, yeah, you'll see it automatically. I'm working my probate piece too. I've been there, like I said, we just buried her this weekend just passed. So, and it's like I've been down there 3 weeks prior because we had took off life support and they told her they could go either way and she passed thereafter. But our probate automatically, when I went up there with a death certificate, they said just when they submitted for the death certificate, this transferred. We confirming the transfer to my brother's property and me. The land across the street is she's the sole owner and I'm willed her interest in that. And so, but I know you guys have the in and out. You look up the zoning on it, it'll be for 100 Wilson, but that's my mom and two other heirs to that. But I know you guys can, it'll be no problem with a person who does this. They'll look at this and say that we can purchase this or whatever. So,
Sure.
All right. So what I want to do, if you shoot me an email,
for
our conversation.
As we've been talking, I've been doing it.
All right. You shoot me an email, then we can. I'll shoot you back the corner lot that my brother is looking at. He's got an offer for 40. He's got the whole corner there minus 20 feet, and that's a build right there. We looked it up the other day. I said, well, that's why Mom never did anything with it, because whoever wants to build there got to come to her, you know.
Sure.
So that's definite. If you move by pieces like that, he's got offered 40 from Project Homes, but they're a nonprofit, so they move a little slower type thing.
Yeah.
So he's kind of trying to be, he wants to move, because this is, you know, he wants to move and be done with it. So if you move quicker, then that's exactly what he's looking for.
Okay. So,
I mean, are you in the tax assessment? Because, matter of fact, if you shoot me my email, I'm going to get to my office. I'll call you back. Do you go into their website often? Because I could give you the parcel numbers, or I was going to shoot you the email with the actual sheets from the properties off the website.
You don't have to send me anything. I'm pretty good with the stuff. So
yeah. So Evergreen and Second is the corner lot that he just got, mm-hmm. and then 100 Wilson Avenue is across the street.
Okay.
And then we'll final.
Be back in your office.
I'm leaving the headquarters building maybe 10 minutes or so, and I'll be back in my office.
Okay. How about this? I just sent you an email. With what we discussed for 5902 or 5905,
mm-hmm.
it's a one pager. You know, buy it as is. Mm-hmm. You know, just to let you know, we are realtors, FYI. So, but we just have to disclose that up front. So,
mm-hmm. Now, are you local there in Richmond?
Yeah, technically we're in Ashland.
Okay, yeah, still there, right there.
Yeah. So, you know, I got closing date on there for the 3rd of next month.
I mean, we can, I'm diligently trying to get him out of there. I mean, you said
on or before.
Mm-hmm.
On or before the 3rd of next month. Does that work?
It's feasible. I mean, I'm pressing to get him out of there. I've looked at places. That's why, I mean, I'm back down there next week. Huh?
Do you need more time?
Well, you said the 3rd of
next.
Where we are, April? 3rd of May, right?
3rd of May.
Well, we could set that. I mean, there's time for adjustment, right?
Yeah, I said closing
will occur
on or before.
Or
a reasonable time after.
Right. Because, like I said, once we got it cleared out, you know, I did that, and it's like if I get him out of there, then it's 100%. Because, you know, everybody's kind of still in a little mourning period, and he really wants a fresh start, and I want it for him. So I'm just doing other stuff to work around that.
Okay.
That's why I took the call from the rental. Hopefully we'll have that locked down here in the next week or so, and I'll have him out. So that's not a bad date.
Okay. So how about this? Call him back when you get to your office, because I sent you just a one-page agreement. And then once we get this and you're good, we can look at the other ones as we're on the phone, and then we can just kind of hash out the details, and then
I'll call you as soon as I get back over. Now, you sent that to my RinaldoTyler@yahoo.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And hold on. And this is Zach, right?
Well, it's me and Forrest. Zach and Forrest. So you should have an email from Forrest.
Okay. Well, I just want to say this number is Zach, because then, I mean, when it pops up, I know who I'm talking to. But give me 10 minutes. I'll be back at the office there.
All right, I'll wait for your call.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye.